A conservation biologist with the DNR describes Phragmites as a biological bully. Heidi Springborn says the weed migrated to this country in the hulls of lake-going vessels. She says the plant can grow 15 to 20 feet tall, and it's found up and down the shores of Lake Michigan and the Bay of Green Bay.
If you look at it, you've got the Door Peninsula, and then the Bay of Green Bay is almost acting like a funnel, sucking everything in. So once it gets in there, it's hard to get it out.
Wisconsin's DNR now has an $800,000 grant from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. The money will pay for herbicide spraying, which will begin this August. For years, Springborn says private landowners have tried to control Phragmites by cutting or digging, but that's been ineffective.
They see these Phragmites and they're frustrated. They've been trying to cut them for years. It's not working. And it all falls down to just education. We didn't know what it was or how much of an issue or how aggressive it was going to be when it first started popping up.
The DNR is hosting two informational meetings on the spraying campaign this week, one in Suamico and another in Door County. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.